Well. Welcome into That's Your Opinion with the mouth from the South, Fred Smoot. I'm Chick Hernandez, and the newly married one, the Amish, Cy Fenwick. So listen, we've been away for a few weeks because, you know, I had to have a stay in a rehab center, and I don't know where Fred went in the world, and Cy went on his...
Yeah, I was next door at a different rehab.
So we'll get into the Washington football team and maybe check in with the early season Wizards. But now, Fred, I don't know if you follow Mr. Fenwick on social media, do you?
Do I follow you, Cy?
You don't even know.
You do and you don't, I think is the best answer for that. You do and
I think
you
if
don't.
I think if you have to ask, then you don't.
Yeah.
So I was perusing through my Instagram when I saw one of the posts from the wedding, and it's Cy and his new bride, Sarah. Mm-hmm. And they were doing a I think the goal was to do the Ray Lewis dance. When he enters the stadium, what I saw was someone who looked like he was going through, how do I put this?
Getting a
colonoscopy is what it looked like. I don't know what Cy was doing.
Yeah.
That was not Ray Lewis. That was, I don't know what that was.
I wish there was a better view for you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I was a couple of drinks in.
Okay.
The dance floor was a lot slippier than I thought it would be. And
here come the excuses, Fred.
The dress shoes were also not great for that. I slipped a little bit right off the bat. So then I was very cautious going forward. And then Sarah, who was also a few drinks in, tried to start early. And so I was trying to coordinate and get everything timed up correctly. And it resulted in what you saw, Chick.
I did see Sarah jump. It was an illegal start.
It was a false start.
The false start she by false Sarah, started. For sure.
Big time.
And then you, was you, what you did
was... I was the angry QB. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that was more like just a personal foul is what it was, what I saw there. I don't know what the hell that was.
Yeah, that would have been another 15 yards right off the bat.
It was bad. So look, before we get into the teams, we got to thank our sponsors. Bet Online. They are our people. BetOnline remains the number one spot for all your basketball and football action this season. Head to the new updated desktop or mobile website and sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. It's called the promo code BELEAV, B-L-E-A-V, 50 to receive your bonus. BetOnline, as I said, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Let's start with the Washington football team. Fred Smoot, you are well ensconced in that team and in their production, their digital production. You have seen the games firsthand. Coming off a loss to the Green Bay Packers, now 2-5. The Dallas Cowboys lead the NFC East by 3 over the rest of the NFC East. You came away from that game feeling what? Remember, kids listen to this, so you can't curse.
I was ashamed for a little bit. But then I realized I was ashamed because, all right, everybody looks at Green Bay as this perennial playoff Super Bowl contender. We had more yards than them, less penalties, more sacks. We outplayed them, and we still lost the game. So that tells me we're finding ways to lose the game, meaning the young guys on this team don't know how to win yet. And that's a skill. People don't understand that. They do not know how to win yet, so they're finding every way in the world to kick themselves in the butt. And Sunday showed that.
I thought, you know, all things were solved when they cut the kicker Dustin Hopkins, but apparently that wasn't the case. By the way, Dustin Hopkins just signing with the Chargers today. This being on Happy Tuesday, when you was listening.
Happy your life, you know.
Happy your life, feel no question.
This guy just moved to LA. You know, he's on a team that could go to the playoffs, so he could be getting playoff checks. That's just how sports goes. Another man's trash is another man's treasure.
Yeah, he's going to have a Justin Herbert-led offense, so he'll get plenty of opportunities. Speaking of quarterbacks, so are you still?
I'm going to say, hold up. Have you been seeing Josh Norman play lately?
No. Is he playing?
He's been balling out at the San Francisco 49ers.
Even with that bad hammy?
He's been balling. I have to give him his props.
Okay, that's fair. From one DB to another, that's fair. Are you still of the you said it a few weeks ago. Are you still on the Taylor Heineke quarterback for the next 10 years of this franchise?
You won't deter me, and I will not bury Taylor Heineke after his 6-7 start. I just won't. I just won't.
I'm not asking to bury him. And, you know, me and you are in two different, we're on two different boats. We're going two different directions. There's no chance in freaking hell he is a bona fide starting quarterback in this league. Great backup. Great backup. And the reason I say it, and I, this is why we have this show, is I have seen him play now. And while he has really good feet, he provides a spark to the offense, which would be perfect for a backup. I've seen far too many throws off the back foot. That can be learned. That can be improved. But far too many throws off the back foot, and throws where, you know, as a DB, your eyes get big going. If you're back there, you're going, no, he's not. No, he's not. Yeah, he's throwing this ball. I got this ball. I'm picking this thing off.
Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying, Chick. I just ain't ready to give up on him yet.
Okay.
I say let him play some more. Put it like this.
You're going to have to.
This is what he has a chance to do. And you can't. This is probably as equal as a team could ever be with somebody. I'm going to give you a chance to make sure we don't have a high draft pick. If you play us to a high draft pick, I'm taking that draft pick and drafting your replacement.
Right.
So if you don't want to get replaced, take us to the playoff. That's simply like that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Yeah, he's got an opportunity, but it's going to be a tough road to go, man. That's for sure. And a tough road to hoe, as they say. I just don't know what to make of. I mean, it's difficult for him because he's putting his team in some spots with the bad throws. The O-line is not protecting. That's as well the case.
The O-line has not been as bad as you paint them out to be.
I'm not saying as bad. I'm saying they're just not protecting. Or he's keeping the ball too long. So you tell me which.
I can say he's holding the ball most of the time too long.
Okay.
He's one of the least sacked quarterbacks in the league right now. So they're protecting him. The problem is we ain't had enough plays. Like we literally play 50 to 60 plays per game. That's not a winning recipe. We have to be in the 70 to 80 play range, you know. And we, like I said, we find ways. Two of the most boneheaded plays I've seen all season belong to Heinicke. He slid at the 1 yard inch line.
What was that?
I don't know. That was very Robert Griffin III-ish.
I give you all of that.
Yeah, and then he came back, jumped and fumbled. I find that rather crazy also.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that comes from not playing a whole lot in the league, obviously. But, man, I'm sorry. I mean, you're the quarterback. You're running to the end zone. What are you doing? You're untouched.
Man, with the league the way it is now, you should know we can't even hit you hard, no way.
Right. Yeah, it's disappointing. I mean, and you know, folks on Twitter.
What are you balling up like a roly-poly for at the 1-inch line? That's what I don't get. I'm not letting them off the hook for that. But I think I just said it. This is even as a job gets.
You want
to keep the job for 10 years? Take us to the playoffs. You want to be a backup for the next 2 years? Don't take us to the playoffs.
I don't like the fact that he led the team in rushing by 44 yards over the bona fide running back in Mr. Gibson. I don't like that at all.
Mr. Gibson needs to hold on to his money. That ball is his money. And he's found a way to fumble it of lately. You know, you thought he would have maybe fumbled a lot as a rookie because he was a wide receiver moving the tailback. But in your second year, you might need to go to Tiki Barber. Hold the ball at high school of not fumbling.
Defensively, you know, this defense has gotten a lot of grief in the last couple of weeks. You know, you're playing against a quarterback who's going to be a Hall of Famer and who does things. I mean, the first touchdown. I mean, they got him out of the pocket, forced him. Unfortunately, he had time. And to go cross body, you know, across the field to Lazard, I mean, it's simple. It was simple for him. He knew what he was doing. I don't know what Jack Del Rio is doing. I don't think they played as bad a game as they have played this season, but it's – if you're going to face a Hall of Fame quarterback, you better do something, devise something that makes him uncomfortable. I never thought Aaron Rodgers was uncomfortable on Sunday.
Well, I'm telling you, that's the best game they played all year. The defense played good enough to win that game.
Right.
The offense let them down. The offense, this is what we thought we were going to be dealing with the offense when the year started. All right? They literally left 21 points on the field.
Yeah.
We win with those 21 points. So I'm not mad at the defense. They got some sacks. They got some pressures. They stopped the running game completely. So at the end of the day, the defense played well. I see you just don't want to give nobody on this team they props, Carlos.
What did I just say? I thought it was one of their best performances. Are you listening to what I'm saying? No, I literally said it.
You said they played okay.
Well, compared to what they have been doing, and you know this as well as I do, because what they did do a few of these games this year was shit. This was a better game, which is what I said. So stop it. Just stop it.
You know, people use manure to grow fruits and to grow other stuff, right? So shit is not useful.
Well, it's not. It ain't good here. In the NFL, anything that's going on besides, you know, Roger Goodell's speaking this week, and he is he's doing the backstroke when it comes to what's going on with the organization, which is interesting. But anything else in the league that's stuck out to you? Any performances?
The fact that Deshaun Watson is probably finna get traded to Miami. So the question is, if he's traded to Miami, do we get Tua and bring him to Washington, to the nation's capital, with the rest of his Alabama brethren?
Now, I don't know the answer to this question, and since you're a defensive player, but you played offense in high school. If you switch from a right-handed quarterback to a left-handed quarterback, how does that change things?
It only changes the script of the offense. You know how we go strong side, weak side? Now the strong side becomes the left, and the weak side becomes the right.
Okay.
Now, what the receivers I had to get used to is the ball spinning the opposite direction.
Right, right. That is definite.
Some practices to get used to that, but he threw a pretty smooth ball. The question is, can he throw it outside the numbers?
Can he throw it outside the numbers, and can he stand up after being hit? He's had some injuries.
Why, if I traded for him, I would not play him this year. Tyler Heineke, go and continue your voyage, and I'm just going to let Tua get healthier than he's ever been while he learns the offense. And guess what? When we start training, camp, it's time to go.
So does Tua buy that? I mean, is that going to be something that's going to be in the agreement or not? You're not going to trade.
Have much power. We don't have much power in a trade. Once we trade it, you do what the team asks you to do. So if I ask you to get healthy because you are my future, you need to shut up and get healthy and stronger and bigger to be our future.
Huh. That's interesting. I mean, if you're Tua and you're having that conversation with who's doing the negotiating now for the Washington? Ron?
You have the conversation with Martin Mayhew.
Okay. So you have the conversation. Hey, we want to bring you over here. Isn't his question, am I going to play?
Yeah. If you can't beat out Tyler Heineke, you don't need to start knowing. All right? Yeah, you're going to play. You just ain't going to play this year. You ain't going to even dress this year. Matter of fact, we're only doing this because I ain't got time to be holding my breath every time you get hit. All right? The only way for me to give you a fair chance to be a starter in this league is for you to be 100% healthy and bigger and stronger than you are right now. Mm. All right? We're halfway through in the season. We ain't winning no Super Bowl. So, therefore, I can take this chance, and it works for the team because what if he come and start balling out? I still ain't got to pay you a king's ransom. I pay you accordingly.
Okay. You pay him accordingly. But you know that – this is interesting here – but that – public perception, social media, all that. If they brought Tua in here and didn't play him, you know what this fan base would say, because they're not happy with Taylor Heineke right now. So,
hey, well, first of all, if we bring him in here and we tell y'all, thank you, we just signed Tua, our plan is to make sure he's healthy first and foremost, and then we can get the best out of him. If I let you know that's my plan, y'all can't deter me because y'all don't want to see Heineke no more. We ain't even had an option up with anybody else a week ago.
Right. That's interesting.
So, and I'm tired of this organization doing shit to make the fans happy anyway. Do it to better the organization. I don't give a damn what somebody say in Southeast D.C. about my decisions that I'm trying to make for my team's future.
Right. But that's the future. People are going to games now. And if there's a chance to get better, right, and make the playoffs with a bona fide starting quarterback. No, you're saying no. Yes, okay.
And then guess what? He wins three games and get knocked the hell out for the rest of the season. Now how you feeling, Tom?
I know. I know, but it's an interesting point. I appreciate the perspective. Yeah, and you're the player. You don't care about what the fans are saying. I get that. But this is our day and age, is it's going to be talked about ad nauseum. That's what they're doing right now.
I guess what? If you bring him, you let him rehab, do what he got to do, get bigger, get stronger, you ain't got to answer questions because I already told you what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Heineke go out there and throw three picks. Tua still ain't playing. All right, you would be better off asking me about Cam Newton.
I haven't talked to you since alumni weekend. I'm going on record saying they butchered the Sean Taylor stuff. But how was alumni weekend for you?
It was good, man. I got to see all the fellas. The one thing I can say about alumni weekend, for all the fun that I have, it's very eye opening when I see my future in there. When I see the 7-year-old players limping in there, you know, that's the only sobering thing about it. But I got to see the guys like Wade, Ray Brown, and the rest of these guys. I could spend time with them, so it's fun, man. Got to see my boy family, aka 50-50. You know, it was just fun times, man. CP was there. And it was, like I said, it's always good to catch up with the fellas.
I tell you what, Ray Brown. So when Ray played, and Si doesn't know this, because Si's too young. So when Ray played, and Ray played in the league for 15, 16 years, the couple of different organizations in the Washington
Ray
twice.
Was three generation of Washington players. So he could stand right with the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s.
Ridiculous. And he was a big, big fella who did Pilates, who was more flexible than most guys on the squad. And now he went and lost that weight. Hoo-wee.
Hold on, bro.
All right. What's that? What's he doing? I thought he was pulling his pants down for a second.
It looks like that for a second.
Yeah, that got me scared.
Yeah, me too. I have no idea.
Must be the pizza man coming to the door. For those who are listening, Fred has left our midst.
The pizza man, yeah.
Or maybe he was on his phone and just saw your rendition of the Ray Lewis dance and wanted to go vomit. I'm not sure which.
Yeah, no, that would have made sense. I wouldn't have blamed him for that.
Yeah. Man.
I tried, but yeah.
You know what? That is exactly what you did. You tried. You did try. And I'm going to forward that.
Thank you to Bruce Cunningham for.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So how'd that work? So tell everybody what happened.
Yeah, no. So, like, growing up, obviously, with going to Ravens games with my dad, Bruce Cunningham was the PA guy for the Ravens, I think until like 3 or 4 years ago, basically.
And for those who don't know, Bruce Cunningham is also the sports director at the Fox 45 in Baltimore. He's a television guy, so I've known Bruce for a long time. So go ahead.
Yeah, I've actually never met him, but I found his email address and sent a nice email asking if this would be something he'd be willing to do. And he could not have been nicer. He replied very quickly and said that he would love to do it. And so he basically just recorded an intro for the wedding, similar to how he would call Ray Lewis coming out.
And finally, 3-time Dog Owners of the Year, 2-time Couple of the Year. For the first time, let me introduce Mr. and Mrs. Fenwick.
Yeah, he really could not have been nicer.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, I'm really appreciative of that. So I sent him the video too.
Did you?
Yeah, he replied today and just said, "Awesome, thank you." But I know that he probably
he must have been drinking when he saw that video.
No, I mean I'm assuming he probably has the same reaction that you have to it.
Yeah, I want to tell you this. I looked at it and I sat there and I played it back back and forth and went, "What in the hell was that?" But it was very funny to me. So I'm glad you, you know what? It's your freaking wedding. You can do whatever you want. It was awesome.
I appreciate it.
That's the thing.
Thank you.
That's the thing, you know?
Yeah. No, I appreciate it. And that's the thing about weddings. Everyone tells you that the wedding's never going to go as you plan it.
Correct.
And you hear it and you believe it, but actually experiencing it, it's something. Because, yeah, I mean, like, even the ceremony started 20 minutes late because we thought a bus was late, even though the bus had already arrived. And yeah, it was a whole day of of surprises, and it was fun though. So it was all good, but definitely weddings are something.
Weddings are something should be the title of this podcast. Weddings are something. I got married many, many years ago, and it was on June 27th, which for those folks who know the calendar, know that that's the longest day of the year. It is the vernal equinox. So literally the longest day of the year, which the joke is, you're damn right, it was the longest day of the year.
Yes.
It was also happened to be one of the hottest days of the year in 1997. Very, very hot. Fortunately, I was in a white tux. My groomsmen were in a black tux, so they were dying. But my father-in-law had agreed to pay for the alcohol for the party. And I said, "Dad, probably not a good idea." He goes, "No, it'll be fine." I said, "Nope, you don't know my friends." And he goes, It's fine. And I said, "Okay, man, love you. I appreciate it. Okay." And then somewhere around 2/3 into the party, I saw him starting to walk out. I said, "Where are you going?" And he turned back and said, "We've got to go pick up some more alcohol." And I went, "Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, didn't quite go quite as planned there, Dad." I warned him. I warned him as good as I could. We had friends. My wife's really good. One of her best friends and her husband were caterers. They catered the wedding, which was awesome. That's what folks remembered most about the wedding was the food, not us getting married, which is fine. But and it never goes as planned. It was hotter than July, even though it was June. And I just remember getting in my convertible with my wife, a brand new wife, and driving out of there. You know, you spend 2-3 hours just dancing and the music's blaring. And you get in the car top down and you start to drive away. And there's this utter silence as you're like sitting on a road somewhere, utter silence. And then the silence is so loud that it's deafening. It's like, you're just sitting there and we're not speaking because we're just exhausted. And then it hits you like, oh shit, we're married.
That's a feeling. That really is a feeling like that.
Oh yeah.
That moment where it's like, oh, this is it. Everything's yeah. over now. This is now it's just adult life.
It's adult life. It's exactly right.
We paid a pretty penny to have an open bar.
Yeah.
Let me tell absolutely. You that's a lot of money, but we paid it because yeah. I knew we would need it.
Right. No question. Yeah. yeah. There's no question.
Yeah. And then not only the dancing, but then the socializing too. It's just, there are so absolutely. Many people who come from all over the place on both sides
yeah.
that
yeah.
are very important to you or to your significant other that you have to spend time talking to, that by the time that you're done,
you want to
the
spend
rounds,
time. You want like, to spend time talking. Exactly. You want to spend time talking. Not have yes. to. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. No, thank you. You. Yeah. I want to speak to each and every uh-huh. one of these people.
Was there some jackass who kept clinking the glasses to make you guys kiss?
No, thankfully we didn't okay. have that.
Because I do that. At, yeah. I do that at every wedding I go to. I'm that guy. I kind
of
wait for.
One of those
I'm one of those guys. I just start ding 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 ding, and of course everybody's going. Everybody's like, what's going on? And then finally the older folks go, you're supposed to kiss. You're supposed to kiss. That's, okay. And I would do that at least 35 times during a wedding. Really a pain in the ass.
I'll keep that in mind the next time I'm at yeah. a wedding.
No.
I'll learn from you. I appreciate that.
You don't want to do that. So Fred has rejoined us. Apparently the fire is out. The fire department has left the building and left the smoke alarms on. And he's not, unmute yourself. My God, man.
No, technology. No, what I said was the small intestine slipped, so I had to take the Browns to the Super Bowl.
Wow. You need help. A lot of help. Speaking of the Browns, how about them Bengals? What happened to the size Ravens? Holy moly.
They got beat to death, all right? Joe Burrow,
yeah.
all right? And Ja'Marr Chase, everything that was advertised.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
And they're going to make that AFC a hard place to win. The Steelers down. They're going to be down until they find a replacement for Big Ben. Maybe wow. there's Haskins. Hey, I would not be shocked if Haskins starting in like 2 or 3 weeks.
Are you serious? By the way, did you guys see Mike Tomlin go off today? He always goes off, by the way.
Because they know he ain't going to go backwards to USC from Pittsburgh.
Correct. It was the greatest line. There's not a booster with a big enough – what is that? Big enough check to make me come there. That was mm-hmm. awesome. Great line from Mike Tomlin, who's, I think when the movie's made about him, there's no question his cousin Omar Epps should be playing him in the movie because that's a no-brainer. Yeah, so the Ravens take one on the chin. I'm looking at the numbers here.
I did a show with Morris Chestnut yesterday. I mean, the other day also.
Oh, were you at that with Joe Cena?
Yeah.
How did that go?
It went well. I really enjoyed it.
Nice. Did you have to go? Would you do it on site or you just do it from where? Would you do it?
No,
from?
No, we just do it from home.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How's Mo Chestnut doing?
Good. He good. He can talk sports pretty good.
Yeah.
Funny as hell, so laughing a lot. It's a fun little program. I enjoy it.
Nice. I forgot where we left off at, but alumni weekend went well, which is good. And Ray Brown looks spectacular. It's always good to see the old guys. And you, yep. I don't, you took care of your body enough. You're not gonna go in there limping. You're fine. You know.
When they be rolling some of them in there, I'll be like, dead man walking. Listen,
I know.
You know what? That's why I got to stay in a little shape. But I also got to see Jackie. I got to see baby Jackie. She ain't no baby no more. She is taller than me.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, I got to see Pedro. I got to see Pete. You know, me and Pete, we're going to have fun every time we see each other.
Right,
got to
right.
see Sean's brother. He balling out at, not Baylor, but what's the other school in Texas?
There's so many.
Yeah, I figured it out. It'll hit
I tell you what, and that's, I mean, I was sad that I wasn't around that, only because my last conversation with Sean Taylor was about our daughters. And then he must have, I don't know if he did or not, but I mean, because when he passed, Jackie, the girlfriend, was very kind to me, as was Pedro. And they let me come down there and talk to them. And there's something had taken place because she like even reached back out to me to with kindness. And I thought, okay, well, Sean must have said something like, this guy's okay, whatever, blah, 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 before, mm-hmm. obviously, he passed. And then, of course, he's got little Jackie. So to see the festivities and see how, what a grown woman she is, basically, yep. I'm like, holy moly, do I, talk about feeling old.
Yeah,
I felt really old.
His mannerisms. She got all his mannerisms.
Is that right? Wow.
Yeah, so it's sobering, you know, it's sobering.
Yeah, I wish that they would have handled the whole thing better. And given them more time and the owner not wear a 3XL hoodie. But other than that, it went pretty good. So
come on, man. Take the lead, Dan, out of it. Dan grew his man beard. That means you going through some stuff. You know,
oh, I don't mind the beard. I know. Go. Listen, with the passing of his, was his dad or mom? His mom. I get that. You know, he sat Shiva for her, and I get that, all of that. I don't care about the beard. Look, I'm growing the gray right now, and you got something on your face, and Si's got the Amish thing working. I don't know what the hell that's going on there. What else? Wizards off to a pretty cool start. 2-1.
Yeah.
They're going for 3-0.
They got a lot of depth. They got some depth. They got some front court players. They got some back court players. All right. The only thing wrong with the Wizards is their name. Other than that, they're good.
I like to see Wes Unseld Jr. I've known him for a long, long time. I like seeing somebody get a chance, not the old guard network, the old boy network, always getting reshuffled in there. So that's pretty cool. I hope that he gets a chance to stay there for a while and get it done. Dinwiddie and Beal, that's a pretty cool combo. I will mention my Maryland Terrapins only for a few moments and just put my hands in prayer and go, I hope that Mike Locksley gets a fair chance and that, not a fair chance, that he gets a chance to ride this thing out. I don't know what they're doing.
They ain't got nowhere else to go. Who else y'all gonna hire? Who's you gonna hire better than Locksley? Nobody.
Nobody recruiting wise, but they are. I mean, look, I'm a Maryland guy, but there's some undiscipline going on in that squad, and so that's got to fall from the head coach on down. They do some strange things and some penalties. You just go, what in the hell? By the way, stop me in my tracks. Did you see the worst call in NCAA history this week?
Which call would you be referring to?
That would be the young man, I believe, from Texas A&M who scored. I think it's Texas A&M. He scored.
Oh, and there was Iowa State.
Iowa. Yeah, Iowa State. He scored, and they called it back because he taunted, and all he did was, in the last 5 yards, almost go into a Deion Sanders gate. He just slowed that stride down and got into the end zone, flicked his shoulders twice, and they called that shit back. And I'm like, that is the worst call. I mean, as opposed to like a pass interference call, that's the worst judgment call I have ever seen. Your thoughts on the worst freaking call in NCAA history?
It's just one of them things where, like I said, machines should replace human beings as referees. Simply as that. Yes. We
How?
Need the guy in the grocery store like that. You know the guy in the grocery store used to check you out. Now you check yourself out. All right. So now that I check myself out, I don't have to worry about nobody asking me, do I want to give $2 to some cause that I ain't never heard of? Shaming me into giving the $2 because now everybody's looking at me wondering, is he going to get a $2 up?
You check yourself out in a grocery store? Oh, the checkout, the self-checkout.
I go to the self-checkout.
Yeah, I do too until I mess it up, and then I just turn around and look like I'm lost until they come over and go, sir, what's the problem?
It depends on how many groceries I have. If it's like
I don't know. I don't know how to put in these 7 onions that I want to buy. And they go, sir, it's really easy. And then I feel stupid. But that's the way I feel all the time.
Look up section and you look it up.
I did. I'm just bad at it. All right. Anything else on your mind?
Nothing. Just getting this win in Denver. I think this win in Denver will do us some good.
Well, Denver is there for the taking, but just as I say that, Denver's looking at Washington going, you know, we got a shot too. We put pressure on the young quarterback and we got a shot, which is what I'm think the league is saying about them right now. We'll see. We'll see if there's any trades coming down the pike here. Interesting times as always. And I got to deal with the off the field stuff. They don't have to deal with it. The head coach has to answer questions.
Would you get in the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes?
Would I do it?
Yeah, if you watched.
No. No chance.
You can't run from the truth, all right? The man has not been convicted of anything. Every player got some they done did. You can't bury the dude, and you can't bury the top.
Yeah, for me, it's you are talking about an organization that you well know is trying to come off of a culture that was not good. The league is fine. The owner, the league has done all the stuff that they've hired folks.
Guess what? You can't run away from that history. It's there.
I understand that. I understand that.
You never draft anybody with one spot on a resume that ain't
no.
Right. I'm just saying, at the end of the day, Antonio Brown went right back to Tampa Bay. Ain't been a word said.
Right. No, it's short memories. I understand that. But if it was another organization, I would say that's feasible. Not this one with what they have been through and what they are currently going through trying to erase the past.
You can't erase history. You can't.
I understand that. I know you can't, but they're trying to. They've made those hires. They're trying to change the culture of the building. It's the building you're in. You know it. Right. And you can't have that. So they have taken painstakingly.
The best deodorant is winning.
Winning. Right? I get that.
With Deshaun Watson with this team, they win. Don't nobody care about any of the history or the past.
I would agree that a lot of Washington fans will not care if they win. I would also say there are a lot of fans who go, wait a second. You just came off of this in which it is well documented. A bad history and misogyny in the building. And now you are telling me that a player and not convicted yet. That's the other part. Yet this thing has to still run its course. Now, can he play while he's waiting?
I already tell you that this ain't no concrete nothing, because at the end of the day, he would have been suspended by the league. He would have been taken to court. Like, this ain't, it's a lot of irregular stuff going on in this case. So at the end of the day, for all of it, that worth that it still got to be handled. Because it hasn't been handled tells me everything.
Right. Well, I mean, but this is a league that wouldn't let Colin Kaepernick back, right? They wouldn't let him back. They all colluded.
We let Ray Lewis back. We let Dante Ray back. We let a lot of people back.
Yeah. Ray was not convicted of murder.
And Dante was.
Yeah. Yeah. As you said, it's a billion-dollar business, man. And it is obvious, according to the 560,000 emails, that those folks are willing to overlook a whole lot. Okay.
You name me one Fortune 500 company without a criminal in it. And I show you a company that ain't a Fortune 500 company.
Show me a company that makes smoke alarms that you can install. That's what I want.
I think that's a new company, Invisible Smoke Alarms, brought to you by Fred Smoot's company.
Let's get the hell out of here. Congratulations to the newly married Cy Fenwick and Sarah, the young, lovely bride, and the fact that they survived the Ray Lewis impersonation is still beyond me.
Yeah,
you got to look it up, Fred. I might have to send it to you because I'm going to need you.
He's not going to find it otherwise.
He told me he was going to do it. So yeah. I had already had my mind ready for something that was going to look nothing like it. It looked like somebody was shocking him with electricity.
Yes, that or a seizure. One of those two. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's his wedding. For Fred Smoot, Cy Fenwick, I'm Chick Hernandez. You have been listening to That's Your Opinion, brought to you by Bet Online.